Rural Focus.
And on the radio show today, we caught up with one of the lads from the Condillan Group. Yes, the one, the only Ben White did join us. And I started to ask Ben this morning about the National Ag Survey. Still plenty of important issues around.
Yeah, look, we're getting that organised and it'll be on people's radar pretty soon. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that people start to think about, I guess, the three things that are important to them in their farm business, the three factors sort of affecting their farm business more than any. And, you know, that can be general issues. And then also the three pieces of machinery that they'd like to see us test over the next sort of 12 months. So put your thinking caps on. And I know there's probably some quality time in tractor cabs coming up. I just want to put it on people's radar that the survey is being formulated and we'd love to hear from people. Make sure that, I guess you've had some pre-thought as to what you might respond with for those couple of really important questions which drive all the research work that we do.
Without giving anything away too much, mate, have you had any inquiries about what you could go and test or whatever?
Oh, look, there's a few things that always pop up, just general new machinery and technology. People are really thirsty for that information as to what's happening. You know, things like selective spraying, autonomy, they're things that are always sort of floating or bubbling towards the top. But the one report that we always get asked about, Troy, is mobile phones. And so that will continue to be on the list as it is very shortly for us as well. So
I think you're going to be doing that soon, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, look, we are. Yeah, we've got mobile phones lined up. that testing will happen immediately after Easter. So we've got, we're starting to accumulate I guess some of the handsets now to go and do that testing, and obviously the more popular models from Samsung and Apple. Yep. But we've also got a couple of interesting units in this year's testing, Troy, which we look forward to bringing you some results on. And these are some ruggedized phones, some phones that are built to a military spec, one of which actually has a thermal camera built into it, which I think might be a useful feature for the farmer. So, stand by for that one. It's really geared around being tough and so-called bulletproof. It's got a speaker on the back that, I think pumps out 109 decibels. So, it's very loud, which, should help people hear things. might be handy. So look, it's something a bit different for this year, and we're also going to have a look at cases as well. So love to hear from people, and if they've got a case that works really, really well, the X-locks and the likes will obviously be part of the mix. But yeah, we're certainly keen to get our heads across some of the cases, because in some cases that can drive the phone selection sometimes. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Mate, are you hearing anything back from growers around maybe they're having some issues with grain in storage?
Yeah, I had a few calls of late, people wanting to have a bit of a chat about what they can do with regard to grain, seed grain in storage that they popped the lid on recently, and there's been a few nasty surprises. So look, just a reminder, if you haven't had a look at your seed grain, go and have a look at it. Pop your head in the silo. Have a look up the top. That's where you're likely to find mould and any spoilage, most likely up there. And so, look, certainly suggest people have a bit of a look there. And while you're up there, maybe dig down, get a bit of a sample. If you've got a spear, grab a sample of seed that you can subsample and do a germination test on. We're getting towards the pointy end of the year with regard to getting the crop in the ground, and you want to make sure that if you've got seed that's been stored, a fair bit more seed stored at higher moisture content this year, Troy, which means that germination rates are likely to be a little bit lower.
Okay.
So, yeah, maybe just check that out and make sure you know what your germ rate is and of course, adjust your seeding rates accordingly.
If the growers out there do have questions, can they get in contact with you about it, mate?
They can certainly get in contact with you. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So more than welcome to give us a call at the group, 1-800-677-761, and the girls on the switch will point you through to myself, or more than happy to take an email, which is pretty easy. It's just ben@condinan.com.au.
All right. And of course, you can find out more up at the website, farmingahead.com.au. But yes, we look forward to seeing what the boys come up with another year of mobile phone testing, which they'll be doing just after Easter. Mate, always nice to catch up. We'll do it again soon.
Lovely, Troy. Good on you. Look forward to bringing those phone testing results.